Hi, this is comedian Vinny Brand, and I'm the owner of the Stress Factor at Comedy Club. You are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, my favorite show to listen to. Enjoy.
Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Abneau, Dave Carossen with you as we wake you up or continue in this hour that is Short Time with Vin and Dave that followed up Short Sports Talk here on 94.3 The Point Sunday morning. Dave, this is show number 73 of Short Time.
And as soon as you said that, I'm thinking to myself, self, what is or are there players that we can think of that wore the number 73? I don't have it. I want to have it. I don't have it. I thought I'd come up with something quickly, but I don't have it. And I'm thinking of the different sports.
Hard.
I'm thinking of NFL. I can't think of anything. How about yourself? You got something for us?
See if I could pull something up here. It's hard. I mean, my mind automatically in the 70s would go to, like, you know, an offensive lineman maybe, football-wise.
Of course, right.
But it's hard.
It's a tough one.
Baseball players don't typically wear numbers in the 70s.
Right.
I mean, maybe every once in a blue moon you'll get a basketball player. Hockey players really don't wear 70s per se.
Right.
You know, it's kind of rare.
Right.
It's really, really just a football kind of number.
Right.
I mean, like, well, for 73, for example, let's see. Who wore 73? Larry Allen.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. In 2008, actually, the Cowboys signed Larry Allen to a one-day contract, allowing him to retire as a Cowboy. After a 15-season pro
career. He had. Okay.
Was an 11-time Pro Bowl selection, 7-time first-team All-Pro, and a long time ago was a member of a Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys team.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that was coming. Oh, boy.
He was also named to the 1990s and 2000s NFL All-Decade team.
He was a talent, without a doubt.
John Hanna. Also another NFLer who wore 73.
Okay.
But Dave, this one's for you, former Cowboy.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And I'm sorry I didn't come up with that. But yeah, he was such a player. I mean, on the Super Bowl teams so long ago, unfortunately, but it is what it is. Now, good call on that one, Vin.
I feel like, not to make you like super sad here, but I saw like a stat recently, like, I think it's been, 10,000 days or something like that since the Cowboys last won a Super Bowl.
That was terrible. And they showed all the times they came so close. Just painful to look at, but it is what it is.
You know what movie came out that year? The Lion King.
Okay.
Well, it was my first movie.
Well, I have good news for you. Going into this football season, the Cowboys are undefeated. Did you know that?
31 other teams could say the same thing.
I'm just focusing on the Cowboys.
That was my first. I mean, I don't remember it. I was three.
Right.
But the first movie theater that my parents took me to was a movie to see in theaters was The Lion King.
Okay.
Do you remember like your first time in like the movie theaters?
Oh,
like what
boy.
Movie you saw as like
well,
a kid?
I do actually. I remember going to the movie theater in Morristown, New Jersey.
Okay.
Now, at that time, it was a very small theater.
I heard it's pretty nice up there now.
Well,
yeah.
It was a small theater around the corner from where the theater is, the main theater in Morristown. The Star Wars movies. I want to say the first Star Wars came out in, 77, 78? I remember the Muppets movies.
Oh, love those.
So, yes, I would have to say Star Wars was a big one. That was huge. That was one of those movies that you wanted to go multiple times. I'm probably sure I did. Again, you didn't have back then like a VCR. Well, again, people don't have VCRs now, but you know what I mean. The ability to see a major movie, you had to go to a theater.
Right.
It wasn't a Blockbuster even back then. It was you go see it, get your popcorn and enjoy. But yes, Star Wars, that was the big one. 77, 78, I want to say.
Those were good years in New York.
Yes, you're right.
Yankees won back-to-back World Series.
That's right.
77, 78
That's
over the
right.
Dodgers.
That's right. Good call. Good call on that. Yeah, you're right.
That's fun to think about, you know, the kind of like, what was your first this and that, you know, as a kid or whatever, and then you kind of like share that along, kind of shows, I guess, how old, you know, what your age is and everything.
Well, you know what's
cool? Or what things were like back then.
I was just at a surprise birthday party for a friend of mine who just turned 50. So he was born, I guess 73. Okay.
Mm. Okay. Yep.
And they had this big sign, right? And it had what the prices were of different items. Like to the movies, it's this. A gallon of gas was this. Price of the homes. And I want to say the homes were about 30 some odd thousand.
Oof.
The incomes and the annual income was 10, 11,000 back then in the early 70s. Gas was, let's say, 23 cents a gallon. You look at those things.
That's
and
what
like,
gets
like,
me every
wow.
time when you like look that stuff up or find it in like one of those novelty type stores.
Oh, I love it.
Like what the price of bread, milk, and gas was. Like,
what was the favorite movie at that point?
Yeah, I feel like those are the stats that kind of bum me out. I'm like, oh man, gas, bread, milk. I'm like, this is what it cost 20, 30 years ago, let alone 50 or 100 years ago. Imagine like looking at those things from like the 30s or 40s.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ah, never will that happen again.
Well, think of it this way, too. So if incomes were, let's say, 10, 11,000,
okay.
and the price of a home was 30. So it wasn't a huge difference between what somebody made for the year and what the price of a home is. Now, if you look at it today, what the average income is compared to what people have to pay for homes, it's significant. Now, again, interest rates back then were a lot higher, but the spread now between somebody's income and what they're paying for a home is significant, a big difference from back
point.
Then. Yeah. You know, I look at those things. I do.
You know, I've been watching this, and I got a couple DVD parts of it left. You ever see the baseball documentary by Ken Burns? It's like, now 11 parts.
It came out
in 1994 originally. Then they added on a couple more that now brings it from the 1840 to 2009. So I got a couple more left to watch on the 90s and the early 2000s or whatever.
Very nice. Okay.
But one of the things that it's making me think of now, speaking of like decades ago, was what happened after the Great Depression. And it does a nice job of saying, hey, here's what's going on and what was going on in the country at the time. They said basically after the Depression, how baseball teams struggled.
Right.
Minor league teams, some of them just went out of business.
Correct.
Other people just, you know, even with the prices with what they were to go to a ball game like that, people just couldn't afford to go anymore.
That's true.
Day game, night
Very
game.
True. Yeah.
You know, some of them would, maybe if they did go to a game, paying the whatever the nickel or 15 cents for a hot dog, that'd be their meal for the day.
Correct.
They'd try to come up with all these different teams and owners come up with all these different ways to get people in and help them out. But it just,
nice.
The Great Depression really affected so many people in so many different ways. And just from watching this baseball documentary, it showed just what it did to the average American who loved baseball, desperately wanted to go, but they just couldn't afford it. And they were just trying to figure out things to afford. And then, of course, and all that, Babe Ruth signed I think it was going into the 1930 season, a 2-year deal. I think it was like $180,000.
Right, I was just going to say like $80,000 or $90,000.
And then there was that thing reporters asked him, was like, do you feel bad, basically? Like, you just accepted that big-time contract given the Depression. He's like, you made more than the president last year. And Babe Ruth said, I had a better year than he did.
That's great.
So, but yeah, no, I mean, I feel like baseball, with whatever's going on, economy's going well, not going well. I feel like it's that outlet, TV, radio, going to a ball game, whatever.
Well, people need
it's
a distraction.
It's that way to take a break. You know,
people
like baseball's fun.
Well, great point. And, you know, you're talking about all the different things that have gone on in history. The ability to get away from whatever's going on and go to a game, be outside, enjoy it. People need that. They need the distraction. They need that opportunity just to enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. Hopefully the Yankees start improving themselves.
I hear
it more fun to watch.
As a Mets fan, I can't really say much right now, but it is what it is.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's just hope for both our team's sakes, finish out the first half strong, get a couple days rest.
That's it.
All-Star game coming up July 11th. Give yourself a few days, you know, heal up.
Well, think about what happened with the Mets. The Mets were doing great, and then near the end of the year, they just couldn't keep up, and they missed the division by a game. That's tough. So I would rather do what we're doing now and then get hot the second part of the year and take
off.
Stay
above water the next few weeks and then figure things out in the second half.
That's the other thing, too, is you want to go into the playoffs. Assuming we can get in the playoffs, I'm not saying we are, but if we get to that point, you want to be playing your best ball. You don't want to just sneak in or barely get in. You want to be on your best game.
Right. pitching well, hitting well,
right.
and not just hitting home
runs.
Try to get as healthy as possible.
Right.
That's what hurt the Yankees in the playoffs last year. They were missing DJ LeMahieu, Andrew Benintendi,
right.
a couple other guys, and just could not hit at all in the playoffs. But you know what? Good times are ahead. We're now in the summer season.
We're at
season.
The Jersey Shore. We have all these great things to do, great events that are out there, lots of fun.
And you know what? A lot of great local games, too. We got the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, got the Trenton Thunder.
Great
Their
point.
Season is underway. Somerset Patriots. So a lot of baseball to see around New Jersey as well.
And the price. And let's talk about that. What were we saying before about going to a Yankees game or a Mets game? That's a lot of money for the tickets, for the hot dog, the soda, popcorn, whatever. Go to the Blue Claws.
Right.
Tickets are reasonable.
Yeah.
The refreshments
great
are
food,
reasonable.
And a lot of games
to go play.
It's a great
time, and you're seeing a good game. It's, these are quality players.
Absolutely. And, one day you could say,
we're
you know
what? We're very fortunate to have that in our backyard.
Yeah, where you look back a few years from now, I remember when I went to the ballpark to go see Rickson Wingrove play, and now all of a sudden he's in the major leagues.
It's so cool.
They obviously have Ryan Howard and Cole Hamels' number retired there at Shoretown Ballpark. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's been a bunch of players who have gone through the system. For the most part, when they were a low A team last year, they became a high A. But just potential major league all stars, or if you're just the casual baseball fan, opportunity to go watch a ball game, have some great food. Listen to great music, great events. They have this whole boardwalk and arcade kind of theme.
Oh, so many great things
in the backdrop.
Going on.
So, a lot to do with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws game.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun. And again, it's in our backyard.
Right.
If I go to a Mets game. It's a journey. A couple trains, a lot going on there. Or Phillies, it's a bit of a drive. And again, the expense. This is a nice opportunity. You can take your family. That's the big thing. You have a family to take them to a game. You can afford it with these local teams.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is especially if you live in Monmouth or Ocean, if you decide that, tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to go to the Blue Claws game.
What's the one in Bridgewater? The Patriots?
Yeah. No matter what, even a Thunder game. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go drop of a hat, say, I feel like going to the ball game tonight, you could do that. Sometimes either because of tickets or because when you get out of work or whatever else, maybe you can't. Get to the Yankees, Mets, or Phillies game. But
but
you feel
nice
like
parks.
Going to a ball game, go to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Yeah, Somerset Patriots. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, great place to catch a game. I used to live up that way. That's why I know.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple guests joining us today who could help us about or discuss some events coming up this summer. Seaside Park Mayor John Peterson joining us and Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Bernaford joining us. We'll discuss some events, but also some summer safety tips that everybody can know here in Ocean Monmouth County as well. More Short Time of Vin and Dave coming up after this. 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hey, this is Frankie Pantangeli. You should be listening to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Yes! Oh!
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebneu, Dave Crossan with you. With us here in this segment is Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Bernaford discussing the summer season now that we're officially into summer, looking ahead to having some fun and safe. Being safe as well, having fun, being safe. There
doing
it is.
It all.
Like peanut
yes.
butter and jelly. Chief, welcome back onto the show.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
And just to go
in.
Back to that point, you can have fun and be safe at the
That's
same time.
Right.
So
there
I think
go.
we'll kind of talk a little bit about that this morning.
We love having that part of the conversation. Talked about that with Chief Jermaine over there in Barnegat and everything. I feel like it's just part of our slogan here on Short Time.
That's right.
Have fun,
put it out there.
But
yeah,
be
definitely.
Safe.
Yep.
You want to add on sort of an addition to that, be responsible as well.
Exactly. Great point. Great point.
So summer, weather's here, school's out, lots of people going to the beach this summer, the boardwalk, different concerts or outdoor events, maybe some stuff indoors when the weather's not really that great. But to start off on that positive note, Chief, what's it like having summer back in Harvey Cedars with everybody, you know, riding around town in their cars and their bikes, just kind of being present in the moment?
Yeah, I got to tell you, personally, I'm a summer person.
There we go,
right?
Me too.
I love the beach, love the ocean. You know, I grew up doing my summers in Harvey Cedars, so that's, you know, to me, this is what it's all about. And I can honestly say that everybody on LBI, this is what we kind of live for.
Yeah.
Right? You know, that off season, that it gets a little dreary. The population dwindles a lot. Mm. So, you know, now that the summertime is officially here, we're all very excited.
And with the summer, certainly, you know, more people out there, more people checking out what's going on across LBI and Harvey Cedars, whether it's the beach, a boardwalk, a concert, some sort of outdoor event and everything. But people love to exercise, too. I mean, Dave loves riding his bike. But in the summertime, more people around. And I believe on some of the roadways in Harvey Cedars and across LBI, the speed limit goes down a little bit in the summertime because there's more foot traffic and vehicle traffic. So what are some of the, I guess, the rule changes or some things that you need people to know, whether they're riding a bike or driving a car this summer?
Yeah, sure. So typically in the shore communities, the speed limits do come down and the traffic lights do turn on. So it's a big difference, you know, particularly for the local people. And then, you know, going from the off season to in season, the influx in people is traumatic. And so it's one thing, you just have to, number one, just be alert. Right now in Harvey Cedars and on Long Beach Island, you know, when people come down in the summertime, usually in the mornings, people like to get their exercise in, get their biking in, they're walking, they're running.
Yeah.
So the boulevard is very, very busy. And in Harvey Cedars, the shoulders are very narrow.
Mm.
So we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort to keep people safe, whether for the pedestrians, the bicyclists, and the vehicular traffic. So that's something that we really focus on. But the first thing, is, whether you're on a bike, whether you're walking, or whether you're driving, is just to be alert.
Now, Chief, I mean, I feel like I've noticed some of this, you know, just riding around here and there, just in terms of bike safety here for a second, you know, not just teenagers, not just kids, I mean, some adults as well, just not wearing bike helmets or taking those proper safety precautions. And maybe you get from point A to point B, you're fine, you're good to go, no issues. But I feel like it's something that's a concern for drivers going nearby, too, or like, they're not watching where they're going. They're trying to do different tricks with the bikes on the side of the road or driving in the road. What are some of the concerns that you have with bike safety, with either, you know, people not wearing helmets or just not paying attention to their surroundings?
Yeah, so I think, you know, some people concentrate on the law a lot where, you know, children under the age of 17 have to wear a helmet. But just because you don't have to wear a helmet doesn't mean that you shouldn't.
Mm.
Right. You know, particularly if you're one that thinks you can do these different tricks and whatnot, you know, there's a time and place for anything. So perhaps if your community has a skate park or some venue where you can, you know, perform those acts, then that's great. That's probably where you should do that. Particularly on Long Beach Boulevard, you shouldn't. Right. There's just not enough room to perform those activities safely. And also, too, you know, quite new for all of us in the state of New Jersey is the safe passing law. Right. So that kind of helps the pedestrians and the bicyclists. Right. So if you're in a vehicle, you're driving down the road and it's a two lane road going the same direction and you have a pedestrian or a bicyclist in the shoulder, you have to make an attempt to go to the other lane. And then if it's not feasible at that moment or there's not another lane to move and you got to try to give a 4-foot gap in between you and the pedestrian or bicyclist. And if that's not possible, then you slow down. So it's kind of I use the term a two-way street, where yes, the driver of a vehicle has to be alert, but also too, same goes with the pedestrian and the bicyclist. You just have to know your surroundings, right? Know where you should be acting and performing stunts and riding, you know, in different ways or just trying to ride in, you know, in an exercise format.
And I know this has been, you know, brought up, not just Harvey Cedars, I know a lot of the towns in LBI have been really working on this for years now in terms of bike safety and pedestrian safety and vehicle safety all at the same time, with just making sure that everybody knows what's going on, they're aware of their surroundings, who else is on the road, you know, making sure you're checking your mirrors to see who's out there, trying to anticipate what could happen next, and just to make sure that everybody's safe and can, you know, just get from A to B, for example, without having to worry about, okay, if I turn this corner, is it going to be too busy? You know, do I have to worry about being hit or anything like that? with just paying attention to traffic signs and, you know, busy signals and stuff like that. So, I mean, I know, I think, you know, credit to you and your department and everybody else on LBI for just trying to hit home on this message annually to make sure that people are aware of what's going on.
Yeah, we really do. We really focus in on the distracted driving, right? Yeah. There's different grants that are eligible, available out there. And also, too, we really start, you know, at a young age. We have a Safe Kid Award program where we partner with businesses and Harvey Cedars, and I believe other towns do this, where we hand, so if we see a young child on a bicycle wearing their helmet, we give them a little pamphlet.
I like that. Nice. That's very cool.
It's a free ice cream.
There you go.
They can go, and it's just a nice reward for wearing your helmet. So, and again, we try to start at a young age also. So obviously we focus on the adults and try to, you know, educate and make positive campaigns that way, but we really enjoy it. It's important to start at the younger age groups and give them a reward. I mean, who as a kid doesn't want to go out for ice cream or anything, for sure?
I do, right?
Yeah. Oh, I always do, yeah.
Absolutely. So it's been great, and it's a nice partnership with the businesses, too.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's a great thing for them, and it's a great thing for us, so we've had a lot of luck with that.
Some great ice cream shops there in Harvey Cedars, too.
There sure are. Sure are. It's great.
Chief, you know, one of the other things about summertime, and it's not just with the 4th of July coming up in a couple weeks, but throughout the course of a summer, whatever, graduation parties, backyard barbecues, family get-togethers, friends getting together, random Tuesday nights, whatever. People like to shoot off fireworks. I know different towns, not just on 4th of July itself, but different municipalities across the shore do different fireworks nights, either, you know, once a week or, you know, every once in a while, or following a concert, following a ball game, whatever. In any event, those are all professionally done fireworks. Mm-hmm. What are some of the concerns that you have when it comes to the homemade fireworks or fireworks being shut off at different homes or in areas where they shouldn't be or by people who don't have the experience needed or requirements to be able to, that they should be handling fireworks?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, so again, we talked about earlier about having fun and being safe.
Yep.
Right. Well, let's leave the fireworks to the professionals.
Yeah.
Right. Because fireworks are very dangerous. Now, you know, people have to understand the difference between a legal firework and a non-legal firework.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So there's a huge difference. So anything that goes in the air and explodes is not legal. Right. So, you know, try to keep it to the, you know, to the handheld sparklers and the ground in the ground of fireworks.
Yeah.
And also, too, we go back to the kids, you know, maybe, you know, teach your kids what is safe and what is not safe and how to use the legal fireworks. But I mean, now, I mean, so many municipalities are having legal permitted fireworks displays, which are great to go see.
Sure.
Right. So I always, you know, we always urge people just go to the shows.
Yeah.
You know, the towns, the businesses and the people who put these on spend a lot of money for these shows.
Right.
Right. So go. And they're typically free events. So, because it's just, you know, the 4th of July weekend that's coming up here pretty quickly, especially being on an ocean front, you know, people like to go to the beach to do that. So,
sure.
You know, we try to urge people to stick with the legal fireworks.
Yeah. And I mean, to one of your other points too, about the, you know, just about what it looks like. I feel like when you go to a professionally done show, it's not just that they know how to handle fireworks and know what they're doing. They also know how to put on a pretty good show, too.
That's right.
Which the different colors and which ones are going up and when. So,
the conclusion at the end. Yeah,
the music and everything. All you got to do is look up into the sky and just enjoy the show.
Absolutely. No, that's a great thing.
Chief, when it comes to, you know, obviously a lot more people around the Jersey Shore in the summertime, but when it comes to anything to do with parking or noise ordinances and two different issues, I know, in the summertime, what are some of the things you need people to know in Harvey Cedars when it comes to, I guess, not blocking somebody's driveway, not parking where you shouldn't be parking, and then part two to all that in terms of how late of a night you're having a party in your backyard?
Sure. No, absolutely. And, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is just be courteous to your neighbors.
Sure. Yep.
Right? You know, don't, you know, listen, the summertime, we like to have fun. You know, there are events that go on. People have weddings and graduation ceremonies.
Mm.
You know, just be courteous.
Sure.
Right? And, you know, with the parking is at a premium. You know, typically, you know, some of the homes, you know, in LBI and Harvey Cedars have gotten a little bit bigger over the last, you know, 50 years or so. So bigger homes, more people, more cars. The streets haven't gotten any bigger. so parking is certainly at a premium. You know, and our officers don't like to go out there and just give tickets.
Yeah,
you know, if don't block somebody's driveway, right? So you just be courteous. And then obviously with the noise levels at night, you know, typically if it's a nice summer night, right, the temperatures are kind of cool, people have their windows open. So you might want to take it inside, right? Maybe go inside and have your party. And just turn the music down, but just
especially at a certain hour too. I feel like once you start crossing past 11 midnight, 1 a.m.
My mom said nothing good happens after midnight. So yeah.
Is there a certain time that people really? I know we're talking 11, 12, 1 o'clock, whatever. If
right.
it is a party that people need to just like, is it 10? Is it 11? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So every town has their own ordinance,
right?
Mm-hmm. So you know, in Harvey Sears, we don't have a specific time.
Gotcha.
But, you know, so it's an officer discretion, right? So really when the officer gets there, he or she has to kind of survey the environment and see what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And typically it's pretty easy to figure out if it's appropriate or not.
Yeah, not just the loudness of the music with,
band should not be coming on at 11 o'clock.
That's right.
Where it's okay.
That's right.
Got it. Got it.
Time to go to bed.
Whatever. Yeah. You can like whatever band music you want. But I feel like, especially if you're in a residential neighborhood, there are probably certain songs you shouldn't be blasting.
That's right.
With kids in the area.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
Chief, everybody loves going to the beach or boardwalk, whether they're going into the water to go swimming or just hanging out on the beach, getting a tan or just reading a book. Having a nice, peaceful afternoon. But certainly with the fun also comes the safety and the responsibility as well. And it's something that we got to touch on. I've talked to doctors about this and lifeguards, including our friend Randy Townsend over the years about this as well. Just, you know, first, knowing the colors of all the different flags. And I get, you know, some towns use blue flags for the designated area, red, dangerous, yellow, caution, green means you're go. And then, of course, the designated marks of the water with how or like where it's marked out, how far you're actually allowed to go out and swim, the warnings that day, the rip currents, the wind. I mean, there's just so much that goes into a day at the beach, whether it's peaceful, nice day or a day where, you know what, there's a storm that's coming or a storm that just passed and the waters are a little rough, whatever it is. What are some of the beach and water safety tips that you want to get out there to people in Harvey Cedars and certainly to anybody across the shore?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously growing up in Harvey Cedars in the summertime, you know, the beach and the ocean is my passion, right? So actually, Randy Townsend is our chief of our beach operations. Him and I started lifeguard in 1998.
There you go.
So it's in my blood, right? So the first thing I will tell you is you always, always swim near a lifeguard. Right, you never want to swim on an unguarded beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take your family to the beach, when you go to the beach, make sure you stop up and talk to the lifeguard. Ask him what the conditions are.
Sure,
good point.
You know, ask him, hey, you know, how come you have yellow flags and how come they're not green? Right, because every town, like you mentioned, has different flag systems. You know, Harvey Cedars, we don't have green flags because the ocean's not always 100% safe.
Right,
And the conditions can change based on wind and currents and a heartbeat. So, you know, always, you know. Talk to the lifeguards, right? You know, now, you know, as chief, I do oversee the beach operations, and Randy does a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. We have 2 miles of beach, 12 stands. You know, we employ over 60 lifeguards. So we just had our first day last week of a full-time employment.
Okay.
And the one thing that Randy stresses to the entire group is kind of like we do in the policing with community policing, you know, the same goes with the lifeguards and the beach patrons, right? So we encourage people to come up and talk to the lifeguards. We want to have that relationship and that rapport. Be respectful to one another. Because the more communication that the lifeguard can have with the beach patron and the swimmers alike, you know, the safer that'll be, right?
Yeah.
Because a dry lifeguard is a good lifeguard. So you always, you know, it's always kind of the motto that we try to keep. So really, just check on the lifeguard, check with the ocean conditions, always swim near a guard whenever possible.
I feel like it's that sort of like that teacher-student moment too, or, you know, you're in classroom, don't be afraid to ask a question. You're, whatever, at a doctor's office, ask a question. You're at a restaurant, you know, ask, you know, what's involved with the food or what's good to eat or something like that. I mean, I know it's, you know, different examples here, but I feel like there are people who are experts on, you know, public safety on the beach, on the water. You know, people like yourself, Chief, and like Randy as well, who know what water conditions are like, what they can be like, what they look like, how to, you know, get through them and everything. So I feel like sometimes people are just afraid to ask questions about what things are, and they just assume that it's okay. But I think you know, are those moments where you're not sure what the color of the flag means or what the beach water conditions are that day or what a sign means. I mean, that's what the lifeguards are there for. I mean, that's what a police officer is there for. You just go and ask. You know, they'll tell you.
that's exactly right. And really, depending on what beach you're on, those ocean conditions can change in a heartbeat.
Right.
So really, you know, it doesn't matter what beach you're on and where you are. Just talk to the lifeguard. That's why they're there.
Certainly, with whatever's going on in the beach and the water, I mean, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for whatever's going on. Somebody will be able to tell you what you can and can't do and why, and certainly in a conversation manner, because end of the day, you know, they want you to be safe. We want you to be safe. You know, have a great time at the beach and in the water and everything, but, you know, just be safe for you, you know, and pass along those instructions to whoever you're with at the beach that day and so on.
Yeah, that's exactly it, because the lifeguards are there every day all summer long. You know, and whether it's in law enforcement or, you know, with the beach patrol, you know, weather plays a huge factor in our day-to-day operations. And, you know, so we go to the lifeguarding in the summertime. You know, what comes with that is thunderstorms. Mm. So every morning, you know, we assess the weather of that day. And if we kind of feel there might be a thunderstorm coming, you know, with the possibility of lightning, then we want to make sure that we're aware that we can relay that to the beach patron. Say, listen, you know, enjoy your day. It's gonna be a great day, but just, you know, we are, you know, expecting a thunderstorm at such and such an hour. So again, you know, whether it's the ocean conditions, you know, beach conditions or the weather conditions, just talk to your lifeguard.
Absolutely. Chief, what, you know, as we, you know, look at some of the other things going on this summer, what are some of the other safety tips that you want to get out there to residents or to people visiting Harvey Cedars this summer about things that they should be aware of as they're coming out and enjoying a day wherever it is in the borough or anywhere along LBI?
Yeah, so, I mean, we really touched on a lot of the major points of, you know, when you come down, to just be safe, be alert, be vigilant, you know, follow the rules of the road, walk against traffic, bike with traffic, be safe while you're driving, take your time. There's no rush, right? You're at the beach.
Right.
Let's have some fun, right? And also, you know, and as we move in, you know, we're in hurricane season. There's already some tropical development down in the Caribbean.
That's true.
So we always, you know, plan for the worst and hope for the best. You know, whether it's a Superstorm Sandy event or a thunderstorm, just make sure you always have a plan. And you know, we have a lot of, you know, on LBI, a lot of renters that come down or people who aren't full time. So, you know, just know that plan ahead of time, so in the event that you get called upon to secure your property in one shape or another, you're prepared to do that. But, you know, typically, you know, wherever you're from, the rules are somewhat similar.
Right.
Maybe a little different depending on what state you're from, but just use some common sense.
Right.
You know, just be courteous. You know, in Harvey Cedars, a lot of community events throughout the summer, whether we have a concert series, it's every Wednesday night starting July 12th.
There we go.
The fun stuff. I love
the fun stuff. We talked about the safety. Now we're talking about the fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we have a concert series that starts July 12th, Wednesday night, 6:30 in Sunset Park. We usually have about 1,000 to 1,500 people.
Oh, wow.
So we
nice
have a
turnout.
Yeah, we have a great turnout. So that's excellent. And then we have a kids' night that comes up later on in the year.
Kind nice.
Of, yeah, that's a really fantastic thing. And then the police department will do coffee with a cop,
I like
with the police, a lot of community events to try to interact with the community, which we enjoy to do every summer. So there's a lot going on in Harvey Cedars and on LBI. This is summertime, so we're gonna have fun and be safe.
Chief, as we close up the conversation here this morning, and you touched on it early in our conversation here, but what are some of the things that you enjoy about the summer in Harvey Cedars? Some, whether it's, you know, things for fun or, you know, different events, beach, whatever, different parts of the job, some things that you like doing with the department or the PBA over the course of the summer. What are some fun things to do that you like about Harvey Cedars in the summer?
Yeah, so, I mean, wintertime, our population is about 500. In the summertime, it's 10,000 to 12,000. So
slight increase.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
just a little bit. But with that comes so many familiar faces.
Sure.
You know, that myself and all the officers love about, you know, Harvey Cedars and LBI. So the summertime is fun, and we can interact with those people that we haven't seen. And over the years, that you create these relationships and these bonds with the people who continue to come down and rent, or the homeowners that, you know, aren't fortunate enough to, you know, to spend it all year.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I think for me, it's just, you know, it's just the people that make up the Harvey Cedars and LBI that just makes it so fun.
There we go. Chief, pleasure as always. Thanks for coming on and talking about some summertime this time.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you both. Stay well.
Look forward to having you on again soon, Chief. That is Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Bernaford talking about summer safety, summer responsibility, and summer fun this summer in Harvey Cedars. LBI, go check out all the great things in Harvey Cedars and be safe, everybody. More Short Time of Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D. Bethetto. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. With us here in this segment is Seaside Park Mayor John Peterson. We're talking about the summer season. It is now officially summer as of Wednesday, and we're looking ahead to all the different fun to have this summer. You, of course, you got the beaches, the boardwalk, different concerts and events, and so much more. Mayor Peterson, welcome onto the show.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having me and for your interest in Seaside Park.
There we go.
Excited to have this conversation.
The special beach of our own Kevin Williams, too. Loves going
That's
to the
true.
Beaches in Seaside Park.
we are honored to count Kevin Williams as one of our many enthusiasts and alumni of Seaside Park, Central Regional, and all of New Jersey fame.
There we go. Yeah, a lot of great things to love about Seaside Park. I mean, you really have a great beach set up in the boardwalk area and the restaurants and everything. So what are some things you think are so, you know, attractive, not just to residents, but to visitors every summer, Mayor, about going to Seaside Park and enjoying all the amenities there?
Well, it's always been a very special place, as you know, and a lot of the activities do indeed focus on the beach, but we're thrilled to have much more, and especially this summer, we're honored to be celebrating the 125th anniversary of the town, and the Seaside Park Historical Society and the 125th Anniversary Committee have put together and planned a whole host of very special events to help celebrate the birthday of the town.
That's a pretty big mark
big
in
deal.
The history of the borough, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a milestone, and we've scheduled a patriotic bike parade, which we'll have July 4th with all the children, the fire company. We've got a military band who's come back. They've been here in the past, and it's going to be expanded, but a lot of family fun as well all along the bayfront. And the cookies and ice cream at the end is with the kids all get sprayed by the fire.
Nothing wrong with
company,
that.
And it's a good old-fashioned and very, very nice, patriotic, fun family time. And coupled with that, we've got a Boots on the Bay food truck event taking advantage of the other side of the town, looking out on Barnegat Bay. And as I know all of you have enjoyed, it's an ever more popular sunset viewing area, and we're taking advantage of that with some food trucks, some music, some bands on the Seaside Park Marina lawn, and that's going to be a special event on July 22nd, right starting about 4:30 in the afternoon through the sunset and thereafter. And the highlight of the summer of activities of our 125th birthday will be a parade followed by a town fair, and that's scheduled for August 12th, that Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock. The parade will start, and it'll end up again at the marina area, where we have a whole host of family events, three bands booked, a lot of different food trucks, vendors, A lot of the wares of the different groups of the municipality will be there, and we hope a lot of people, a lot of fun, and that's one of the highlights. And then toward the end of the summer, on August 25th, there's a dinner dance held at the park pavilion above the sawmill. So
very nice.
Lots of events planned.
There we go.
A couple, of course, complement the usual activities, and everyone, as you correctly note, focuses on the beach, and hopefully we'll get a whole host of beautiful beach days. The water's already warmed up. You don't have to be too brave to get in there. And last Sunday, of course, was Father's Day, and the water was beautiful, a bit crisp, but really clear. There were some porpoises, and people were doing all sorts of surfing, body surfing and the like. And the regular summer events also are planned and already underway, and that includes the Monday and Friday Farmers Market, and that's held on the marina site. We have Kite Night that starts Wednesday, starts July 5th at 5 o'clock, the O Street Oceanside Beach. And, of course, as Kevin can attest, and all of you, I know the annual Labor Day weekend art show is always a big event, and that's scheduled for September 2nd. We've got the Summer Softball League. Monday to Thursday, 7 p.m. They have their own Facebook page.
Oh, that's cool.
Jeff Potter is league president, league commissioner, head ump, grounds crew at times, and everything, does it all to keep that. It's a tradition of over five decades or more. It goes back in Seaside Park. So,
wow, that's
a lot
fun.
Happening, and yeah, a lot of exciting activities ahead.
Love the softball part of it, too. It's just got to be a staple part of summer. Going out to the field, playing a game, you know, catch, swinging it. Dave, of course, got the farmer's market there coming up in Seaside Park.
That's great. Love that.
And so much to different events, Mayor.
Yeah, no, it's a wide array of activities, a lot of family fun for everybody, for those that are coming here for the weekend, for a week, or the whole summer, and, of course, the residents. Everybody is welcome for all the events. A lot of tradition there mixed in with, as I say, some of the special events planned to celebrate the 125th birthday.
Mayor Peterson, this is, asked Mayor Vaz to sit in Seaside Heights last week as well. But in terms of, behaviors and everything, what is your message to either residents who live in Seaside Park or around Ocean County or visitors, coming here to Seaside Park in the summer and spending some time in your town in terms of, that respectful behavior towards others, towards businesses, just towards the borough itself in Seaside Park? What are some of the things that you want to get out there in terms of, making sure that, everybody's listening to police and listening to the ordinances on the books?
Well, of course, everybody, and that's all age groups, have to be mindful of their fellow men, fellow women, and each and every other citizen. Everybody has a right to enjoy outdoor facilities, public parks, the boardwalk, the beach. It just has to be within limits. Sometimes you can, at a young age, I guess, get a little bit rowdy, which had occurred up and down the Jersey Shore a little bit on Memorial Day weekend. And obviously, young people have yet to fully mature, but they have to realize, as do their parents, that you can have a good time, you can have a lot of fun, but you don't have to infringe on the rights and enjoyment of others who also want to have a good time. So obviously, those that violate that will be dealt with reasonably as best possible, and that if that entails law enforcement, then obviously, a parent should be immediately advised as well. But hopefully that won't happen. I know that Memorial Day weekend was in some towns, hopefully an aberration that won't be repeated.
Has there been any discussion or consideration to any ordinance being put into place for minors, for those that are 17 and younger, to make sure that they're I guess back at home or at the hotel or whatever, or with a parent or a guardian, if it's after a certain time to, you know, I guess cut down on the noise or any, you know, potential vandalism or things along those lines?
Well, the town council and I are very much aware of the situation and aware of some of the measures that have been enacted by other shore municipalities, and there are indeed those towns that have enacted curfew ordinances, for example, which are applicable to minors not accompanied by adults. It's again a difficult balancing act or balancing procedure that has to be adhered to, studied, deliberated upon by any and all elected official. You don't want to be infringing upon the vast majority of law-abiding individuals, including but not limited to all those younger people who do follow the rules and who do have fun without infringing on others and engaging in unreasonable vandalous behavior or loud noise, for example. So you have to be mindful of those well-behaved children, youth, their families, and their rights as well. So we're monitoring what other towns have done following the procedures. At this juncture, there is no such juvenile curfew ordinance in place. And hopefully everyone behaves, has a good time, and enjoys the summer season ahead without the necessity of considering such a measure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you certainly hope that for, you know, for every town in Ocean County and Monmouth County and certainly a little bit south in Atlantic and Cape May counties that, you know, regardless of your age, that you're, you know, acting respectfully towards other people and towards businesses and everything else this summer so that it can be an enjoyable summer for everybody, but certainly one where everybody's being safe and responsible and, you know, respectful for, you know, the areas around them as well. We're talking with Seaside Park Mayor John Peterson this morning. What are some of the advisors, some of the tips that you want to get out there in terms of beach and water safety? You know, it's something we've been talking about on the show lately as well. Just with people being mindful of the beach and water conditions, being safe, talking to lifeguards, talking to police nearby. What are some things that you'd like for people to know about the beach, the boardwalk, and everything else in terms of trying to be safe this summer in Seaside Park?
Well, first and foremost, of course, any beachgoer must follow the rules and directions given to them by the lifeguards. And that includes those days when hopefully there won't be too many, but whenever there's an offshore storm, for example, or even a northeast or blow-by of a hurricane, and the waves, the surfs coming up the eastern seaboard from other areas, that has led to some dangerous surf throughout the state of New Jersey with the riptides of past years. So if indeed those situations do develop and the lifeguards are given directives, please adhere to them, follow them, listen to the lifeguards. It may appear on the surface, for example, that the water is calm, but lifeguards know how to recognize a rip, and they bring to the table years of experience and training with regard to the safety of the public in mind. And certainly that's first and foremost, and the it bears repeating, naturally, those rules and common sense type of restrictions that anyone and everyone should be mindful of. If there's any kind of lightning example anywhere in the area, any distant thunder, for example, get out of the water, get off the beach. Naturally, you don't want to ever have a tragedy develop, and certainly any such storm typically will go by, and then the lifeguards will be back on their posts and listen to the directions given to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, Mayor, certainly Dave and I love talking about food on this show from time to time as well. I want to get your
certainly do.
And we don't want to put you on the spot to name like specific businesses or whatever else, but what are some of the, because it's all great in Seaside Park, a lot of great food and a lot of great restaurants to go to and everything. But it's a perfect day on the beach or boardwalk. I mean, what are some of the foods that you love enjoying, you know, on a summer day in Seaside Park?
Boy, you are putting me on the spot. I don't want to be biased or prejudiced in any one direction. They're all good.
Right.
And, Seaside Park, as you well know, does boast of a wide array of an assortment of all kinds of fare, from the very fanciest all the way down to some traditional great pieces of pizza, some slices,
there you go.
The ice cream. So you've got your choice. You can come out of the beach for a while, walk up the boardwalk. You can, after a day at the beach, enjoy one of the many restaurants in our area. There's everything to choose from. And obviously, we're 10 years out, but we're after the Sandy era when we lost a lot of them. And the rebuilding, the rejuvenation, and that process is always ongoing, but it's certainly brought back to our area a lot of the traditional spots where you'd stop and have pizza, for example.
And I think Seaside Park's done a remarkable job since Superstorm Sandy and the fires, you know, around that time as well, just kind of coming all the way back. And, you know, the success of the restaurants and the businesses and everybody there in Seaside Park, I mean, things are just really, looking great in Seaside Park, you know, throughout the course of the year, but especially in the summertime. And there's a lot for people to go out there and enjoy each and every summer, too, not just residents from, you know, Seaside Park or Ocean County, but, you know, visitors from everywhere where they come to Seaside Park and they know they have their spot or their spots or whatever. And it's, you know, it's a staple now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, families for years and years, as you well know, always go to their particular beach, whether, you know, it's 11th Avenue Beach, whether it's 8th Street Beach, whatever it is, you've got to get there and you get to know your old friends, neighbors, and those that look forward. You see them that first May weekend and you see them all the way up through October. And it's a nice camaraderie, a nice sense of belonging coming back. That beach community is kind of a special feeling, exhilaration and fun all rolled up into one. We saw that even through, we sponsor, as do some other towns, the biannual Clean Ocean Actions Beach Pickup, for example, where we've got scouting groups, school groups, environmentalists all come together out and help pick up the beach and refuse, piece of plastic, anything and everything that might come up. And a lot of people always remark they want to pick up their particular block, their particular summer beach area, which means that much to them. So we encourage that as well. But obviously, every year it's gotten cleaner and cleaner, and people are mindful of taking whatever refuse they have and making sure it's properly recycled or disposed of. So you're correct. There's a lot of mystique, a lot of fun to your particular beach area. I know it well.
There you go. Mayor Peterson, as we close up here, and you've touched on it a little bit as well, but what are some of the things that you enjoy or some of the things that you believe, you know, make Seaside Park, you know, a great destination to be in the summertime?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, you look forward to getting out on the beach, seeing some friends. You bring a book and you hope for a nice day with not too windy and just the right amount of sun, and the water's warm enough to do some body surfing,
there you
see
go.
Some old friends, hang out, and enjoy that fun and camaraderie of your neighbors and friends for many, many years. So I'm looking forward to it, too, and I know you are, and all your other listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah, can't wait to head out onto the boardwalk there in Seaside Park, go enjoy some great eats, go, you know, enjoy some great businesses, and of course, the beach as well. Mayor Peterson, appreciate you taking out the time and everything, and look forward to a fun summer in Seaside Park.
Well, thank you very, very much for having me, and thanks again for all your interest in our beautiful, unique town of Seaside Park.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Go visit Seaside Park, everybody. That is Mayor John Peterson from Seaside Park. More Short Time of Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
I tell you, I get no respect, no respect at all. But I do get respect on the Vin and Dave show on 94.3 The Point, okay? Work it out, all right? All right.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Potato. How long had I wait for you to tune in to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point?
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show.
On this show.
Show number 73 in the books. We had a good one last Sunday of the month of June, 4th of July, coming up in about a week and a half.
I can't believe that. Wow.
It's now officially summer.
It is.
We're a few days in. Hopefully we get some nice weather in the weeks to come. You know, something like at least 75 to 80 every day. Sunshine,
that's
a light
San Diego
breeze.
Weather. That's great.
Humidity, not too bad. You know, at least enough for the beach. And the water is starting to warm up a little
right,
bit.
It's getting there.
So we're getting there. Certainly it's crabbing season as well. So if you're getting up there nice and early, go find a nice dock or a pier. Go crabbing. Grab yourself some lunch or dinner.
We have it all, buddy.
And we do.
Have it all.
We've got some good things going on at the Jersey Shore. We heard from Seaside Park Mayor John Peterson just a couple moments ago talking about some different things going on in Seaside Park this summer. A lot of great things going on, the beach, the boardwalk, different concerts, events, a lot of great food, Dave, as well, in Seaside Park. So a lot to do in that borough. So last week we talked to Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Vaz. Today, Seaside Park Mayor John Peterson.
Covering the bases. No, this is great, and it's so good to get in these conversations, and especially these great events and different things that are going on.
Farmers market for you.
I love that. You know, it's so nice, so enjoyable. And then these different concerts with the different towns.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such good stuff.
And then, of course, you know, there's some fun things going on in Harvey Cedars. We heard from Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Bernaford, our friend here on the show as well. Different fun and summer events going on in Harvey Cedars as well. And he repeated a message that we've had on the show and that we've talked about with guests on the show, too. You can have fun and be safe and responsible all at the same time.
And also with the parking issue, if there's a way to, you know, take the...
Just be mindful, respectful.
Or if you have, you know, the Uber, if there's the trainability in some of these towns, take it, take advantage of it. You don't want to be trying to...
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, it's not just if you're going there to go drinking or whatever,
well,
but if you know you're going to, visit a family member or a friend or whatever, and you know it's in a neighborhood where there's not a lot of parking.
Right.
Maybe you're like, you know, we'll just take the Uber down or whatever,
exactly.
A rideshare service of some kind.
I agree.
But I mean, the other thing too, I mean, like Chief Bernaford said, and like other lifeguards have said, listen to the lifeguards at the beach
definitely.
This summer. You know, be safe, be responsible, especially when it comes to fireworks as well. You can go to a ball game, you can go to a concert or, you know, whatever else. A lot of towns in Ocean and Monmouth County have, you know, a designated night for fireworks once a week or once a month, whatever it is. Let the professionals handle it.
The towns will do a much better job of putting on a presentation of a fireworks show than you and I can do. So go and enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, don't think you're invincible against fireworks or the water or anything else. Be safe. You know, be responsible, be respectful this summer. Everybody wants to go out and have a great time. So Chief Bernaford had a lot of great safety tips for things to listen to. Also, you know, when it comes to pedestrian safety, bike safety, vehicle safety, we could all coexist on the roadways. Everybody just, you got to look out for each other.
Correct. Lots of fun out there to have.
And his other point too, Dave, was wear your bike helmet.
True.
You know, it's not just, you know, in New Jersey, of course, you know, everybody 17 and younger has to wear a helmet. But listen, when I go out riding a bike, I wear a helmet.
Smart. So smart.
So it's...
Why take the risk?
Yeah. So what if you mess up your hair? You're safe.
It's okay.
you'll be all right. When you're done riding your bike, you get to where you got to go, just put on a baseball cap.
There it is. Done.
You know,
done
some.
Deal. Make sure it's a Mets cap, though.
I mean, I was going to say something along the lines of a Yankees cap, maybe a New York Giants hat or something.
No, buddy. Let's get you that Mets cap.
Can you imagine if somebody tried to split up like a cap and put like... half a Yankee and half Met logo. I feel like that's just a can't do.
Cannot do it.
It'd be like putting a Mets hat together with a Braves hat or a Yankee hat together with a Red Sox hat.
No, it doesn't mix.
Some things just don't go together.
You're right.
What does go together is summertime and the Jersey Shore, and we're going to have a great one this summer.
right here at Short Time.
There we go. Short Time all the time. We had another great show this morning. Had a lot of fun talking to you, talking to Seaside Park Mayor John Peterson and Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Burnaford. And we got a couple more great guests coming up next week. We're getting closer to the 4th of July, everybody. If you have any events going on in your town, it doesn't have to be fireworks related. It could be something else going on over the next couple weeks. Let us know. Shorttime at townscaremedia.com. Have a great Sunday and a great week ahead, Dave.
Stay well.
There we go. More Short Time of Vin and Dave a week from now on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.